Hello and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Uritutiet, and I'm going to play you some of the amazing songs from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello everybody, this is Esther Hart from the Netherlands.
Hi, this is Yuri Afran from Lithuania. I'm going to be this year's representative for the Eurovision Song Contest. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
To start off the show, that is Poland's Eurovision entry in 1998 from the group 16 and the song To Takie Proste, which means it's so easy. Yes, what an amazing song. I love that Polish entry. It's one of my favourites. And it's basically sung from the point of view of a woman in a relationship, which she recognises is not great, but which seems to admit that it's the best that we can get. Yes, and Renata Dabokowska is the lead singer. And there's something very sort of British-Irish in that. I think it might have been the fiddle, unlikely. And various other instruments. But sadly, that song only came 17th. With 19 points, can you believe? But the UK actually gave Poland a decent score. The United Kingdom gave Poland 10 points. Did we? Oh, hang on a minute. I'm sure we did. Yes, we did. We did give them 10 points, or something close to that. Oh, I'm bad. I'm sure we gave them points, no doubt. Right, swiftly on. I don't want to get my facts messed up. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, and this is our show all about the Eurovision Song Contest, of course. Now, we celebrate some fantastic songs of the contest. I'll share some of the awkward ones too. Yes. Some national final songs, and of course, songs that have been released, new song releases from Eurovision artists from the past, and maybe even the present, you never know. So that's what we do here on the contest. We celebrate it in all its glory. We've got the Eurovision Showcase news coming up, almost around about 5:30. We also have Rob's Random Requests, Live and Kicking, and of course, Dreamworld. Very excited about that this week. So the next song is a song which I feel is quite underrated, and it didn't qualify out of the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2010 in Oslo, Norway. This song came third last, 15th place out of 17 with 37 points. I think this is completely underrated. I want to see what you think. This is Yoko Taneski representing North Macedonia, and here is the song Yasya Imansiliata, which means I have the strength. So here is Macedonia 2010.
Буди ден отново, а дожд от пак ке дойде кај нас. Студен камен ти до мене си. Не допирај ги моите усни, тоа не си ти.
From Ireland, you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
No more sad songs for me to sing. No more heartaches for no more being the songs on lonely nights. No more seeking the wrongs or rights of it. No more playing the fool for you. You can do what you wanna do now. Whenever I was lonely, I'd call you up and then I would soon regret my momentary weakness. But it feels so strong. Why do I always get it wrong?
Love a good sax, don't you? That is the UK Eurovision entry in 1989. Yes, a live report featuring Ray Caruana with Why Do I Always Get It Wrong? A absolute classic in the back catalogues of the Eurovision Song Contest. Incredibly 80s, which I adore, is the perfect sound for that type of show. and it was just awesome. And I think the performance was great too. I was actually re-watching it on Thursday night with Rob, as the great thing is that you can watch the YouTube videos and put them on the TV via the Google Chromecast. It's amazing. Yeah, so we were reminiscing on the good old times when the UK came towards the top and the BBC actually sort of cared. So, yeah, when it came to the Eurovision Song Contest. So, yeah, we'll leave that with, you know, my feelings. I made them quite obvious the day after Eurovision this year. We had a conversation, didn't we? And I think we all had a conversation with ourselves with screaming annoyance. screaming and complete annoyance of the final result. But, you know, it is what it is. And to be fair, this time of year, you know, obviously it's not on people's minds, unless you're like me, and or you listen to the show, obviously. But, you know, we really need to rethink about things for next year. Because if we actually really want to make a difference and change the hearts and minds of the casual viewer of the Eurovision Song Contest, and, you know, the absolute amount of negativity that, bless him, the late great Sir Terry Wogan left in the British people's ears just did not help things, I don't think. And I think a lot of Eurovision fans would agree with me on that. And it is not to say that, you know, Terry didn't do what he did for the United Kingdom when it came to the Eurovision Song Contest, because he played an integral part for what I'm truly grateful for. And to be fair, there hasn't been a celebrity death that hasn't affected me as much as it did with Terry Wogan passing away, because he is my idol, you know. He's done everything that I would love to do myself, you know. So he is a true role model. Anyways, enough of me gassing and getting a bit emotional. Now, I'm going to play you a song which was in the UK Eurovision National Finals. Didn't make it to Eurovision, sadly. But this was basically the Eurovision fans' true hype. You know, they wanted this to win the UK selection and go to Eurovision. It didn't happen. And the live vocal was a bit... it wasn't the greatest, let's face it. But the song, I still love it now. I listen to it quite regularly. And it's great listening to this at the gym. So, this is from the UK Eurovision National Final 2017. Eurovision You Decide, which was in the Hammersmith Apollo. Here is Selena Mastroianni with I Don't Want to Fight. And my old line manager at Blue Star, Stacey Churton. So if Stacey's listening, hello. And to your new little baby. And of course to Ali as well. Yes, Stacey knew Selena from university. So that was very bizarre. So here is I Don't Want to Fight from Selena Mastroianni from the UK Eurovision National Final 2017.
Why can't we put our weapons down? We never meant to hit the ground. Why do we keep pointing out all the flaws inside our walls that bring us down? Why do we not stop and stare and exhale this mental tale that we have found? Why can't we put our weapons down? We never meant to hit the ground. We've both been lost but never found. Why can't we put our weapons down? With our eyes, tell me why do we walk hypnotized? We don't listen to intuition here inside. Why can't we put our weapons down? We never
Hello, this is Sergei Lazarev from Russia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We can never let the word be unspoken. We will never let our loving go come undone. Everything we had is staying unbroken now. You will always be the only one.
You're the only one.
You're the only one.
You're the only one.
Give up, cause you're still somewhere out there. Nothing or no one's gonna keep us apart. Breaking it down, but I'm still getting nowhere. Won't stop, hold on. Thunder, lightning, it's getting exciting. Lights up the skyline to show where you are. My love is rising, the story's unwinding. Together we'll make it and reach for the stars. Secret, won't you keep it now? Thinking of making a showdown when love is found. Thinking of waiting till you're around. Won't ever give up, cause you're still somewhere out there. Nothing or no one's gonna keep us apart. Breaking it down, but I'm still getting nowhere. Won't stop, hold on. Thunder and lightning, it's getting exciting. Lights up the skyline.
Believe it or not, that is Russia 2016, You Are the Only One, which was originally sung by Sergei Lazarev, but there it was covered by Nikki French.
Good old Nikki French.
Oh, and she a wonderful woman. She's a wonderful woman.
She is.
And that was the Matt Pop edit from her album. Yes, her album, which you can get her cover music from. It's awesome. I'll put a link on Facebook and on Twitter as well. And you can download it or you can buy the CD, which I bought the CD because it was worth every penny. She covered so many different Eurovision songs in that. She covered Latvia 2000 from Brainstorm with My Star, which is awesome. And Tonight Again from Guy Sebastian, Australia 2015. So I've got Rob here, as you just heard.
Hi, everyone.
And how are you, dear?
Not too bad. Thank you very much.
Good. And this Sunday afternoon working out for you quite nicely?
Nice and relaxed.
Yeah, we like Sundays. Very relaxed. And speaking of relaxing, that also begins with an R, which we're going to do now because you are Rob. And now it's time for...
Rob's Random Request. Ooh, I've got the ear stuck to my arm.
Yeah, so this part of the show, Rob has two hats, and he's got little bits of paper in both of these hats. Now, they've got little bits of paper with years in one hat, and then little bits of paper with countries in the other hat. Rob takes them out at random, completely at random, isn't that right, Rob?
It is indeed.
Yeah, and then pick out one each, and then we play that Eurovision song. And sometimes it doesn't work. Last week we had Austria 1967, but before we had Austria, we had Georgia and Ukraine. So obviously they didn't exist then. Well, or at least they didn't take part in Eurovision. I think Georgia may have existed, but certainly Ukraine didn't. Anyway, right, Rob, we're going to do a year again first.
Okay,
so
right.
What have we got?
Right, hang on. Ooh. 1982.
Ah, so that was on home soil here in the UK.
The year after I was born.
Yeah, it's Harrogate it was in Yorkshire.
Oh, right, yes, of course it was, yes.
Hosted by Jan Leeming, of all people. She's been on Come Dine With Me, she was, a couple of times, but I think she passed away now, didn't she?
Right.
I've got a country. Oh, let's hope it's a country we can do.
Georgia again.
Okay, Georgia weren't there at 82.
No.
What's next?
Spain.
Oh, wow. No, you're going to love this Spanish entry, Rob. Now, I think every Eurovision fan who is or remembers 1982 or at least knows of 1982 is going to absolutely enjoy this song. Now, the song was from Lucia, and the song is called El, which means he. Okay, so the song is sung completely in Spanish, okay? And it came 10th with 52 points, and the song is Lucia is a young student who cannot decide between two men. While the one seeming to be caring and understanding, but also intends to be my owner, she says. The other seems to look for a one-night stand. So, yeah. You phone me and forget me, she says. Still, the girl is more interested in the latter of the two and invites him to come to her place that evening from 8 to 10. So, a very specific two-hour gap there, Rob. And then she has to study to make up her mind. So yes, it performed 12th on the night in 1982, following the Belgian entry from Stella with Si Tu Aimes Ma Musique, which is awesome. I love the song. Came 4th for Belgium actually, and Denmark, which came 2nd last with an awesome song from Bricks, Video. And the close of voting, she received 52 points, and the votes came from 9 countries. The highest score was getting 10 points from the Cypriot jury. The music is a tango-based song. So it caused basically a rift in Britain because it contained tango music from Argentina, which Britain was currently at war at the time because it was right in the middle of the Falklands War. So awkward. And obviously the Spanish and the Argentinians obviously have got history.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob, we're going to hear your random request, which is
Spain 1982
from Lucia. And this is El. This is awesome. Enjoy.
Ven, tengo libre de 8 a 10. Nos podemos divertir y tomarnos una copa. Es igual que un perro fiel, pero te prefiero a ti, aunque digan que estoy loca. Él ejerce de hombre serio, tú se lo tomas a risa. Él pretende ser mi dueño, tú me llamas y me olvidas, pero te prefiero a ti. Él me perdona porque es un pedazo de buen pan y me trata con paciencia. Sé que no debo ser cruel, que le debo confesar que a mí no me interesa. Él ejerce de hombre serio, tú te lo tomas a risa. Él pretende ser mi dueño, tú me llamas y me olvidas, pero te prefiero a ti. Ay. Ay. que ya cambiaré, que le tengo que buscar cuando siente la cabeza. Ven, tengo libre de 8 a 10, luego tengo que estudiar y pensar quién me interesa. El ejército de hombre serio, tú te lo tomas a risa, él pretende ser mi dueño, tú me llamas y me olvidas, pero te prefiero a ti. Él dice que ya cambiaré, que le tengo que buscar cuando siente la cabeza. Ven, tengo libre de 8 a 10, luego tengo que estudiar.
No reinen para si lo ned, så har jeg tændt for Color TV. Humphrey Bogart og Bjørn fra Wimbledon. Jeg har det hele på videobånd. Susanne rejste hjem i går, hjem til sin mor i Klampenborg. Gjort din splitt og gal. Hun siger, jeg ikke er helt normal. Video, video,
video.
Den kører nat og dag. Video, video,
video.
Når jeg skal slappe af, bare tryk på knappen, ja, så er der gang i kassen. Jeg er video med. Synes det går for vidt, bare sidder og glo på alt det skidt. Men jeg er da ligeglad, for mig er det bare sand at se på video hele dagen. Ja, det er video, video,
video.
Den kører nat og dag. Video, video,
video.
With Video Video for Denmark at the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest in Harrogate in Yorkshire. Yes, of course, in the Harrogate Conference Centre. Yes, a very random place to have Eurovision after Bucks Fizz won with Making Your Mind Up. So obviously the BBC couldn't make his mind up and just picked Harrogate at a random. But there you go. Eurovision was different in the 80s. Right, it's now time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 11th of August, 2019, with me, Kieran Uritutiat. While Netflix has revealed more information about their upcoming Eurovision original film starring Will Ferrell, Rachel Adams and Pierce Brosnan, last week it was confirmed that Will Ferrell and Rachel Adams will place Icelanders in the Netflix Eurovision film. However, more details about their roles have now emerged, and that the pair will be aspiring musicians, and Pierce Brosnan, my goodness me, is set to play Will's father, who also happens to be the most handsome man in Iceland. Yeah, well, filming of the project commenced in 2018 during the contest in Lisbon and continued a few months ago in Tel Aviv during the 2019 edition. The film crew will be travelling to London next week for more filming, and it's been reported that further filming would take place in Hrútsvík in Iceland. in the upcoming months. And I bet the Icelanders are loving this attention. They'll get it as soon as the film is done, of course. Such a beautiful country. There have been reports that the Bulgarian broadcaster BNT are discussing a possible 2020 return to the Eurovision stage, so stay tuned for more news on that. Last Saturday, Denmark won Eurovision Choir of the Year in Gothenburg, Sweden. And if you'd like to find that performance and many of the other performances, then you can head over to Eurovision.tv, where there's a link up on that website. 1FL TV in Liechtenstein have confirmed to ESC Today that they have ruled out debuting in Eurovision next year. And finally, according to media reports in Greece, ERT, the Greek broadcaster, is looking for a single artist national selection to pick their entrant for 2020's Eurovision Song Contest. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Uritutit, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3, here on the south coast of the United Kingdom, in East Dorset, West Hampshire, and across the New Forest.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
I'm coming home, I'm broken hearted and I need time to shelter, I need your love, a hand to hold, a heart to heal, a voice to help me through. When hope is low, you find the words to make me feel so much better. When I've had enough, I've had enough of all the tears and all the hurt. I can count on you, only you. And once again, mother, satellite, I'm weak, you're bright. It's not sad enough, you mean the world to me, you're more than a soulmate. And you should know, oh, you should know, I'm so hopeful and so thankful that someday soon I'll shine like you. And once again, mother, you are right there. Mother, you are my guiding light, my shoulder, my shelter, my satellite. I'm weak, you're bright. Give me your strength.
Excel Hursu representing La Belgique at the Eurovision in 2014, and he, amongst other Eurovision stars will be at the Water Rats in King's Cross, London for Eurostars in Concert 2019. Yes, it will be taking place on Saturday the 17th of August, so that's going to be next Saturday. The stars who include, obviously, Axel Hirsu, of course, include Krista Siegfried, who represented Finland in 2013, and she's been in Melody Festival and in Sweden a few times. Glenn Vela, who almost qualified out of the first semi-final of Eurovision 2011. Glenn Vela from Malta with One Life. Of course, Martin Finch will be there, who represented Poland in 2010 in the first semi-final. And finally, Suri will be there, the United Kingdom entrant in 2018. So go and relive the moment of Eurovision with them on Saturday the 17th of August. There is an incredible lineup there. If you've not got a ticket, not to worry. The VIP treatment, sadly, and tickets have all sold out, but general admission tickets are still available. If you would like to find out more information, then you can go to their website, Eurostars, but rather than an S at the end, it's a Z. So eurostarz.co.uk. And if you would like to contact them, you can do by emailing them contact@eurostars.co.uk. They could also be found on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Yes. So sadly, I won't be there because I'm working. And I can't back out of it, sadly, because I'm going away on holiday, as many of you guys know, from the 24th. So we'll have some special Eurovision shows coming up on those weeks leading into the beginning of September. So don't worry, I will still be here with plenty of Eurovision music. Right, we've got another event to let you know about in just a few minutes, but next up, it's time for Dream World.
Dream World, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream World, across the clear blue sky.
And this song comes from a national final in 1992 for the United Kingdom. Yes, I have to play it. It is Eurovision based, basically, but it's so awesome. I think it should have represented us and gone to Malmo. Yes, in 1992, Michael Ball should have sang this song. It's As Dreams Go By.
When the white bird flies from your heart to mine, I surrender every part of me to the tenderness. Could it be the wine in your eyes? Stars shine and I'm feeling like a child again. It's taken me a little time to find words to say. Stay, make this forever, and lay love in my life. Come what may, cherish each moment of love. And the
Skarlagan representing Norway in 1977 with that amazing song, coming joint 14th with the Portuguese entry. That is Casanova coming 14th with 18 points. Oh, great stuff. And an absolute legend is Anita Skarlagan in Eurovision and certainly in Norway. Right, it's time for us to go live and kicking. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. Now, sometimes I've bent the rules a little bit and done live performances from various shows and stuff, but this week it is actually from the Eurovision stage. Now, this is one of my favourite songs ever at Eurovision. It really is. The live performance gives me goosebumps every time I hear it, listening to it. And I am so sad that this did not qualify out of semi-final 2 at the 2012 Eurovision. absolutely heartbroken, amongst other songs. I love the Slovakian entry that came last that time. I love the Slovenian entry. I love the Dutch entry. I love the Bulgarian and the Croatian entry. But I'll tell you what, I am so upset about this song. One of my broken heart moments of Eurovision, the Portuguese entry. This is incredible. This is Filipa Sousa with Verdemina, which means My Life. And this came 13th out of 18 places at the second semi-final of Eurovision 2012 with only 39 points. It deserved so much more. But here is Portugal 2012.
Sigo as ruas da cidade, velhas porém perfeitas, a beijos de saudade, numa praça que se enfeita, há uma criança que corre, uma vizinha que espreita, e em mim só segue o desejo de chegar-me a te abraçar. Só cego o desejo de chegar para te abraçar. Se fosses luz, amor, a luz do dia, sorriso inspirador de fantasia. Se fosses água, amor, palavra pura, que matasse da flor da ternura. Se fosses luz, amor,
cega tu y todo.
Amazing. Stefán and Ifi representing Iceland in 1991 to sing us out with the song Nina. And I've got some fantastic memories of that song. In particular, myself and Rob went to Reykjavik in Iceland on our honeymoon. And we met up with our Icelandic Eurovision friends that we've met at previous Eurovisions. And we had the most incredible time singing along to Icelandic Eurovision songs and being a bit worse for wear. But it's all part of the fun, obviously. Yes. So, just before we go, I need to let you know about this incredible event that's taking place in Northern Ireland, in Belfast. Eurovision's Northern Ireland Awards 2019 is taking place at the Crimlin Road Gaol in Belfast on the 5th of October, starting at 7:30 with special guests. Eurovision winner for Ireland in 1992, she's originally from Northern Ireland, Alinda Martin. And also ABBA Lovelight will be there too. Now there are tickets available via the Eventbrite, which is brite.co.uk website. I do have the link up on our Twitter page, which you can find at ESC Showcase, or just go to Twitter and go to at Eurovision NI. And lovely Nikki, who has been organizing the event, wanted to let you know that you can head over there and take part in this amazing event. Tickets start at £21.91. Yes, so it's going to be a fantastic, amazing show with lots of music, etc., etc. So that's it for the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lat, do bizenya, and I'll see you soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM, this is Forest FM.